Hidden in plain sight in our community is the Club for Women Interested in Exploring Literature. So I decided to take a tour of their historic clubhouse and learn more about their over 140-year history in Ypsilanti. Located at the corner of North Washington and Emmett Streets in Ypsilanti is the Ladies Literary Club. Four 20-foot-high columns decorate the front of the white Greek Revival structure built in the early 1840s. You can feel the history in the building as you approach it. As I walk through the front door, I think about all the women who have used this house as a place of gathering and education. I'm now joined by former club president Deneen Zurich. She says the club was founded in 1878 by Sarah Putnam, who was married to a college professor and mayor of Ypsilanti.
Mrs. Putnam came in from Lansing, and she had been a member of a ladies' group in Lansing, and so she wanted to get her friends together to read and study. They did not go to college at that time, and so they used it. They took themes for each month. They would study a different country and look into it and see, and so that's originally that's how it started.
Zurich says that when the club was founded, it had about 10 to 12 members, and they used to meet at the ladies' library down the street before buying the clubhouse in 1913 for $3,000. They kept the space largely the same. A few additions have been made over the years to offer more meeting space and a bigger kitchen. As we stand in the living room, Zurich points out and opens wooden shutters that have been part of the house since the early 1900s.
What is that right there?
This is a window opener. A lock on the window that
it's
opens.
It's the fanciest window opener I've ever seen in my life.
Well, it's 1800, 1840 they go back to.
Can you describe what that is? It almost looks like a little house?
Yes, it's metal, and it has two little turn things here, and it has a scrolling around. It's a plate, which is about 2.5-3 inches with a little curved edge, and then this is two little pillars that stand up and turn.
The clubhouse attracted more ladies, and membership grew to about 150 during the early 1900s. Currently, they have 121 members. That includes lifetime member and current president Jean Nelson, who is part of the club's poetry group. She reads one of the recent poems they discussed.
This is Emily Dickinson's They Shut Me Up in Prose. They shut me up in prose as when a little girl they put me in the closet because they liked me still. Could themselves have peeped and seen my brain go around, they might have been as wise as lodged me in a bird for treason in the pound. Himself has no will and easy as a star. Look down upon my captivity and laugh. No more have I.
Nelson says so far the club has only focused on poems written by women.
The interesting part is to fit the poems and the poets into the era that where they are and to see how they are breaking out from the norm for what a woman might be doing at that time.
Joyce Novak has been a member for a couple of years now and is also part of the poetry group. She says the group has allowed her to express herself.
I find myself talking about my family, how I grew up, where I grew up here in Ipsy, but things like that that I don't talk about almost anywhere else. And I think it comes out from the poetry group, and I think some of the others are doing the same thing.
The average age for current members is between 65 and 70 years old. Former club president Deneen Zurich says the group wants to attract younger members, so in addition to hosting their regular Wednesdays at 1:30 p.m. meetings, they want to offer lunchtime and evening meeting hours in the near future. The club also continues its tradition of providing college scholarships to local girls.
Four scholarships, actually. Three, I think I told you, Ipsy Community School graduates going to EMU. Three $3,000 scholarships a year. And then we do one scholarship to Washtenaw County resident that goes to Washtenaw Community College in the health field.
It's been over 140 years since the Ladies Literary Club in Ypsilanti was established. But this hidden in plain sight group of women continue to not only promote literacy, but the advancement of women in our community. Public tours of the clubhouse are available upon request. Jorge Avellan, 89.1 WEMU News.